Just to give context on this, this is the implementation steering group for the grant, and there's a subgroup within that. And we were fortunate enough, I suppose, as homeowner representatives to be invited into that meeting. Now, who was at the meeting was the Banking Federation of Ireland, Insurance Ireland, and the Department of Housing and Finance. And really, we were very hopeful because there'd been a lot of work done, again, by Donegal for about 10 months looking at options to make this grant viable, because I suppose the government spin on it is that it's 100% redress. And it isn't 100% redress. What we're finding is every homeowner is going to be tens, if not hundreds of thousands, out of pocket. Now, where that impacts really is if you get a demolition, for example, you know, you have this extraordinary situation that a new build wouldn't have, that you have to clear the site, you've got to remove the blocks environmentally, and then you have at least 10 to 12,000 upfront cost to prepare the type of paperwork that this grant requires, you know. But anyway, on the 11th of January, we went into that room and we were very hopeful. Now, Brian Hayes from the Banking Federation of Ireland was making all the right signals that the banks are prepared to actually help people with this. And obviously, I mean, they have vested interest in this, literally. You know, our houses are underpinning their mortgages, you know.
But ultimately, Martin, you needed the agreement of the Department of Housing to do what was being recommended. There was meant to be a follow-up meeting on the 21st of February with a more detailed proposal. That didn't happen. And a second meeting on the 23rd of April was also cancelled, which I'm sure did not go down well with the members of the group.
No, absolutely not. And bear in mind all the time that the housing agency and department are giving decisions to people. We're talking about millions of euros and taxpayers' money being handed out to get these houses started, and people being stuck in the system. Now, the meeting finally happened last Friday on the 26th, and I could only describe it as absolutely disgraceful. We were subjected to yet more 2 hours of obfuscation, blocking, waffle, going around in circles, and the banks being very silent, and the department in less than about, I'd say, 5 seconds just said, we're not supporting any type of facilitation of advancement of funds. Now, to explain this, you know, when a homeowner gets a decision on the grant, a certain amount of money is designated. That is paid retroactively, so they're constantly having to borrow either from the bank up front again, or from a credit union, and paying exorbitant interest rates on that. The money is sitting there, and all we were asking was that it could be managed, and that was suggested even by Brian Hayes, that it would be at a local authority level, that the funds would be released to allow people to begin. And what the banks were saying was that if they could get a state back guarantee on this as well, that it would happen, that they could actually make a rotating credit available. And it was dismissed without explanation. Now, what was very interesting yesterday, and again, Sinn Féin were the only people in the room. There was an Oireachtas meeting held yesterday. Piers Doherty, Rose Conway Walsh and Padraig McLachlan from Donegal and Mayo. Unfortunately, we had none of our politicians, you know. Michael McNamara speaking about immigration in Europe. I wish you would actually concentrate on the devastation.
To be fair, we don't want to be highlighting individual representatives, Martina.
Yeah. Well, I was listening to Michael's interview as I was sitting, and I was thinking, well, I wish he would actually have been there yesterday and speaking for us and the homeowners.
And I'm sure he would say he had his reasons for not being, and I'm sure he would say he would support your endeavours. I want to touch on the research findings that you say prove the internal sulphate attack is the main cause of the deterioration in both the walls and foundations in Donegal and Mayo, which is relevant to Clare also. And you're saying the department is withholding or ignoring this research, which they deny.
Well, this was actually shocking. And again, the fantastic work of the Mike Action Group. So when we met in January, what was stated there, to explain this to homeowners, I suppose, the mortgageability. So let's say you get a remediation grant. What you're relying on is that your property is going to be restored, that it's perfect again, so that the banks can actually re-underwrite it for the mortgage. And if you need to draw down money or you need to sell it on, that it is sound. And also that the insurance companies will sign off and will not treat you any differently. Now, the reason that they're not doing this, or they can't absolutely give us a confirmation of this, is that there is doubt hanging over the IS 465 standard, and that is what is used to assess these properties, particularly around the issue of foundations, and that has been discussed passed since before the bill was even put in place, like it was debated in 2021. And there was a fear, particularly around Puritite. Now, what was very disappointing yesterday in that Oireachtas committee was Damien Owens, the head of Engineers Ireland, pretending that this only pertains to Donegal. You had Rose Conway Walsh there, a fantastic TD there from Mayo, and knowing, because the foundations have been tested in both Donegal and Mayo, that the levels of sulphate attack is prevalent in both counties. Now, I know from seeing test results down here and from the, I suppose, the tests that went in to get our county in, that the sulphate levels that are coming back in the block in Clare are extraordinarily high.
Okay, so there's a bit of a standoff. The department's saying one thing, you're saying another. But so we're almost out of time, Martina, but how do things progress, if at all, from here?
Well, we need absolutely now for the NSAI to come back and quickly. And this is the other issue as well. Like there, are, and I've raised it several times in the Oireachtas and also at that meeting last week. There is a severe conflict of interest with parties that are sitting on that NSAI panel, and that includes large industry representatives from, particularly relevant to this county, you know, to have them sitting in the room, potentially stalling, potentially denying evidence that's been produced already and is on the table, was on the table last December as well. And that was what's so shocking by that Freedom of Information request. While we were sitting in that room asking about the research, we were being told, you know, okay, we don't know anything else. However,
so you'd like to see a change there with the makeup of the group?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. And there has to be a judicial review. There has to be a public inquiry into this. You cannot have parties there. Industry, I was told on Friday that industry writes the standards for industry. That's self-regulation. That's how we got here.